The name Buffalo Killers came from, we had a group before Buffalo Killers called The Shams, and a local writer, Sean Obnoxious, described us as Buffalo Killers. And, you know, describing our looks, maybe our sound. And I thought the name was unique, you know. You know, I mean, we all have long hair and let ourselves go, so maybe that's what it is. But I just see it as us. Buffalo Killers is me and the boys.
You've been referred to as a rock and roll band. I know that you played at South by Southwest. Talk a little bit about who you guys are as a group, about your music. And I understand this new CD is a little bit different from some of the other CDs.
Well, the new CD is just, I feel like it's a little more focused. We've been doing records for a while, and I think we've just gotten better at it, like anything that you do. So, I mean, it's our trade. That's what we do. It's homegrown rock and roll. I mean, me and my brother write the songs, we bring them together. We don't really talk that much about arrangements or, you know, what we're going to do. We get the boys in the barn and we just do it.
This is your rehearsal place, the barn?
Yeah, I have a barn out back of my house, and it's in the second floor, and we just when we're learning new songs, you know, we just all get up there, and there's no showing each other parts. One of us just starts, and everybody just, you know, falls into place.
You and Andy started even when you were kids, or was it you started and Andy kind of followed?
Older than Andy, and Dad taught us how to. My dad played music, and he taught us how to play guitar. And then I had a group, and Andy and Joey were both 17, and we went on the road to support the record at that time.
How much older are you than Andy?
Eight
and
years older.
You're okay. Is Joey your brother?
Pretty no.
Not biologically.
No. But you know, I mean, we've been, you know, yeah, he is. I mean, they both, you know, and so is Sven. I mean, the whole us traveling and doing things, like, we all really love each other and we have fun being together. And that's not the case in all bands. We all know that once we get up there, all we're there to do is kill it. You know, and everyone's on the same page. It's there's no other way to be in a band.
I'm just so taken with how down to earth you are, and it sounds like the whole group is that way.
Yeah, I mean that's what. I just want to come across as real, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to come across as real. It's just because, you know, we are. You know, we sit and talk with the people who come to our shows. You know, we hang out, and it's not a fan relationship. It's a friend relationship.
Yeah, it's working. The real thing is, you seem very real. It's working. Zach Gabbard, thanks so much for being with us at WNKU.
Oh, thank you.